In the new animated series, Hopeless Pictures, Jonathan Katz plays the therapist that many of the characters depend on. Katz co-created and starred in the Comedy Central animated series, Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist, which won an Emmy and a Peabody Award. He's an actor and comic who has appeared in several films by David Mamet, who Katz first met in college. Katz's evening of comedy, 75 Laughs, will soon be heard on many public radio stations. Here's another scene from Hopeless Pictures. The therapist, played by Katz, is taking a call from Mel Wax, the head of the company Hopeless Pictures. Michael McKean does the voice of Wax.
Hello.
Dr. Stein, Mel Wax.
Hi, Mel.
Hi. Have you got 30 seconds?
I have more than 30 seconds for you.
Oh, thank you.
I have 40 seconds.
The day is getting progressively worse. It turns out that I can't get in to see the doctor about this tooth. The pain is feeling a lot like the pain I have when I think about my mom. And I thought that would go away when she did, but
yeah,
it's only gotten worse.
Why can't he see you? I don't understand that.
Because, and this is the part that really hurts, is because I'm not famous enough.
Oh, that is...
Well, welcome to the real world. Welcome to the real world. I mean, this is like, it's either Nicole Kidman or Mel Wax. What are you going to take? Whose mouth are you going to be in?
I would go with Nicole Kidman.
I know. But it just hurts. So much pain right now.
I mean, you have to learn to love yourself, not because somebody's making your movie, but because...
I wish I could think of another reason.
You're such an improbable therapist, because I think you're probably among the more neurotic people that I've ever met.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I mean, I think you're both right.
Uh-huh.
No, wait, it's just one of you. I'm sorry. No, I think that both of those things are true. I'm an improbable therapist, but I think there's something about the tone of my voice that people find comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up, even though I grew up in New York City, I now live in Newton, Massachusetts, which is the home of therapy. If you go outside, somebody will say you have issues. You know, I'm surrounded by real therapists.
You know, I was talking to Bob Balaban, the creator of Hopeless Pictures, in which you play the therapist, and he said, when I asked him why he cast you in this role, and of course one of the reasons was because you played Dr. Katz in your own series, but he said that when he was a guest on your show, Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist, he found it really helpful to talk to you in your role as therapist, that he felt you actually helped him.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know, I try to engage, when I did Dr. Katz, I tried to engage my patients as if I were a therapist. Then about 30 seconds into it, I'd come to my senses and saying, oh, I can't really help these people. Maybe I can make them laugh. But, you know, I've been in and out of therapy most of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks ago, I went cold turkey because I can't play a bad therapist for the second time in my life and pay a good therapist. It just doesn't seem right. Because, you know, I'm both being with her and doing therapy and I'm researching a role.
So I sometimes never know whether to take you at face value or not, but did you really stop therapy because of the role?
I did. Uh-huh. I did. You know, plus which... She would say things like, if I said to her, I really need to stop doing this, she would say, let's explore that. And that was another $175 to continue the conversation, which is not a lot in the scheme of things, but still it's, you know, it's kind of like the mafia therapy. They're not willing to let you go that easily.
You have a comedy show that you've been doing called 75 Laughs, An Evening with Jonathan Katz. Let's start with the title, why it's called 75 Laughs.
Well, you know, I, for many years I worked in comedy clubs where I discovered if you are a laugh-a-minute guy, you'll get fired. It's not enough. They want more. So I picked the number 75 Laughs because the show is about an hour and 15 minutes long. Is that 75 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
That is a laugh a minute. So I didn't want to promise more than a laugh a minute. And a lot of it wasn't that funny. A lot of it was sort of whimsical. Some of it was kind of melancholy. Some of it was kind of musical, which is also a little melancholy, if you've ever heard me sing. And a lot of it was, you know, was had to do with Dr. Katz, had to do with the world of therapy. So, you know, I really confuse actual therapy with pretend therapy a lot.
The 75 Laugh show that you do is actually going to be heard sometime soon on many public radio stations.
Right.
But I want to play an excerpt of 75 Laughs.
And, or you do whatever you have to do to that.
Yeah. And this is a bit that you do about having MS, which you have, which is something I want to talk with you about.
Right.
But first I want to play this bit.
Okay.
When I was first diagnosed, my wife and I went to see a neurologist. And I said to him, Dr. Dawson, what do people do? They find out they have MS, a guy my age. I was 49 at the time. And he said, some guys have 10 affairs, and some guys climb Mount Everest. So my wife and I talked it over. And we decided on one affair and three romantic dinners. Because I'm not an outdoorsman.
That's my guest, Jonathan Katz, who is a comic, an actor, and writer. Jonathan, is this the, quote, bright side of MS, that it gives you good material?
Well, you know, I got married, and there was, all of a sudden, I went from having 5 minutes to 20 minutes. I had children. I had a solid half hour. And then I got MS, so I can do an hour now. So, you know, I know it's a disease, but it also happens to be a hook for me as a comedian. I wish I had a hook that didn't also come with a disease.
Really?
But I don't. And I think I've told you this, that not only do I have an illness that's become sort of very chic to have right now, but I'm very competitive with other celebrities who have MS. Like Terry Garr, who is a good friend of mine. I said to her recently, I'm going to make you wish you had lupus.
Getting MS for an actor is obviously not a good career move. I mean, it affects so much of your life, and certainly affects your emotion and walking and mobility and everything.
Right.
Did you hide it for a while, thinking like you'd have no career if people knew?
Yeah, I did, and I discovered after I was making a TV show in LA, and it was a very physical job, oddly enough, because it was on the Paramount lot, which is enormous, and I had to cover a lot of territory. I worked with many writers, actors, and I discovered after, it was just a coincidence, September 11th, what we call 9/11, that living with MS is easier than pretending not to have it.
What was so hard about pretending not to have it?
Well, because I went around being as physical as other people and pretending that I can walk as far as other people, that the heat doesn't bother me, when in fact MS makes you very susceptible to the heat. And then once a week I would have to take this drug, which sort of was keeping the disease at bay, and I would be out of the loop the next day. I'd be loopier than usual. So it was tricky, kind of like an exhausting game of hide-and-go-seek.
How did you figure out how to go public about it? Like, who's the first person you tell?
Well, I'm going to tell my wife tonight, I promise. I guess my wife came to Hollywood one day, and we met with my manager at the time and my lawyer, and they both looked at me very sternly and said, Jonathan, in Hollywood you're not allowed to be sick or old. So I moved back to Newton, Massachusetts, where both things are encouraged. So, you know, I sort of withdrew from Hollywood because it seemed like a harsh kind of reality for a guy with a disability. And started thinking of ways, and my best friend in show business is this guy Tom Snyder, with whom I make animated things and radio things, and we started working more intensely on stuff. And he is somebody who, when we went to LA to pitch a TV show, an animated show to Fox, I showed up on a little red scooter, a handicapped scooter, and he rented one just to be supportive, even though he doesn't need one. And we showed up at the reception desk, and we said, "We're here for handicaps."
You know, it's almost creepy laughing at your jokes.
Because there's something of a disability that makes people uncomfortable, and I like to sort of demystify it for people.
One of the things you like to do is improv, and you do a lot of audio sketches. I mean, I imagine there's a lot of improv on Dr. Katz. I know that there is in the new series that you're doing.
Right.
But, you know, you do a lot of improv within your own shows now. You get somebody from the audience or a comic friend of yours and do a largely improvised sketch together. Why do you like improv so much?
Because I discovered, I guess, somewhere in the mid-90s when I met this guy, John Benjamin, who played my son on Dr. Katz, that I want to enjoy comedy, too. I don't just want to do it for the audience. I mean, and I would get in the booth with this guy, and they would have to carry me out because I was laughing so hard. Because he made me laugh. We kept that laughter in the show. So occasionally you could hear me on the verge of fainting. And then, I guess it's the surprise, because I can see jokes coming a mile away, and I don't mind. And they could be great jokes. My friend who passed away not so long ago, actually so long ago, a guy named Ronnie Shicks, used to tell this joke about therapy. He said, "I saw my therapist last week, and I've been seeing the same guy for 12 years, but last week he said something that brought tears to my eyes. No Ablingles." I have to assume I lost it, Terry.
It takes a second for that to register on me.
Yeah, it's okay. Such a good joke, but you know, it's just a joke.
Did I just flunk that one?
Well, you didn't flunk, but you might have to take it again.
The thing I love about your jokes is that, you know, some of them are just like so oblique. It takes me like...
Yeah, it sneaks up on you from behind
moments.
Almost.
Yeah. I feel like such a failure because I have to like sit here and think through your jokes and I'm not, you know...
No, that's okay. Listen, this is the...
Is that a good thing? Does that speak well of your jokes that I actually have to think about them before I laugh? And like 30 seconds later I'm laughing?
I think if you had paid to get in, it wouldn't be a good thing. But the fact that we're on the air together, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I'm flattered. Because if my jokes were immediately accessible, you wouldn't need me. You'd be talking to someone else.
Of course. how perfectly logical. Well, Jonathan Katz, great to talk with you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jonathan Katz does the voice of the therapist in the new animated series Hopeless Pictures, which premieres Friday night on the Independent Film Channel. Our thanks to Jay Allison and the people at the public radio website transom.org, where you can hear more work by Jonathan Katz. His evening of comedy, 75 Laughs, will soon be heard on many public radio stations. He also plans to perform the show in New York. I'm Terry Gross.